Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes. Let's start the show by discussing some recent news. Matt Hardy is released. Aaron, what's going on?
Yeah, Matt Hardy finally got released from his contract. He's been asking about it for a very, very long time, and WWE was reluctant on releasing him, but he actually did some stuff recently that kind of made WWE pretty mad. So
what did he do? Was it all the videos?
The videos, but one thing in particular I read just a little bit ago was that apparently Rey Mysterio Jr. was in one of the videos and he was unmasked, like eating cereal or something like that. But he was unmasked, and so you could see what he looked like.
If you want to see what he looked like, just go back to the WCW days when he was masked.
I know, but WWE is weird about that stuff, you know? So, I mean, remember what happened with Undertaker? When he got married, they got mad about that because they said, oh, well, we want people to think that he's actually a vegetable.
Yeah, that is pretty ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty ridiculous. Anyway, so MVP says he may be next to leave the WWE. I will say that I don't disagree. I think he's next.
Well, we talked about it last week. And then this week, it was actually reported on some other news sites, which is interesting. So I don't know if we're making the news or what. But, you know, he actually said that he was thinking that maybe he would find, greener pastures elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. So. Or maybe he's just burned out because of all the stuff that's happened. And when he get passed up so many times, I understand why he'd be mad. I want to get back to Matt Hardy real fast, though. I'm actually kind of like disappointed on how he quit, because I don't think he can come back to the WWE for a long time.
I don't like how he did it either. I think that he kind of went a little crybaby about it. I think what would have been the proper thing to do is, you know, if he was really fed up with it, go up and be like, look, I'm in a really bad place right now. I've hit a glass ceiling here. You guys are not going to push me anymore. And it really feels like I'm just going to keep getting passed up. And people such as Sheamus are going to be two-time WWE champions in the span that he didn't even have an IC title, you know? And I would have been like, look, I would like to be released from my contract and say, you know, I think I've, you know, done great things here. And I think it'd be, you know, show a sign of good faith by releasing me. That's what I would do, you mm-hmm. know? I think that him going and doing this crybaby act, and honestly, it kind of – don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm going to be happy when him and Jeff reunite. But still, nonetheless, I kind of lost some respect for him, you know? Mm-hmm. And Andy, I know you're a big fan. So, I mean, what do you, you know, think about it?
I'm a huge fan. But, yeah, I do agree. I mean, I'm upset the way he did it. I mean, I know what he's going to be doing, but I'm still upset because – you could have gone a couple different routes, but he said that this is the hardest thing he had to do was to get out of his contract. He said it was easier basically getting a contract with WWE than was to get out of it. And I understand, you know, they don't want to get rid of their talent, you know, just to go to TNA. I mean, I almost think that they should put a clause in there where if you just want to get out of your contract, fine, but you can't go anywhere. As in, like, let's say he still has 2 years left on his contract. He has 2 years and 90 days till he can appear on TNA then. That's what I think they should do.
No, I mean, they released him, though. That's the thing.
They released him, and I hope that, you know, he did say good things, you know, and I hope that it helps him find some peace. Because I don't think, you know, wrestling maybe is done for him, you know.
No, it's not. He's going to be in TNA in 3 months.
You think so?
I guarantee it. So, I mean, come January, we're going to be all excited because of the reuniting of the Hardy Boys. It's fine, which is fine for them. I think that Jeff, he doesn't need anything else. He really doesn't. Mm-hmm. Him doing the Hardy Boys thing could actually help him elevate his brother and elevate whoever else they're facing, which, you know, if it's the Hardy Boys, you know, Jeff is a heel right now, so they'd probably be feuding with, like, Motor City Machine Guns, you know, or somebody else along that nature. So Maybe Ink Ink, you know, maybe they're going to have a feud with Shannon Moore, you know, help out their boy.
No, I don't think they'll do that. I think you're going to see anything, you'll see a stable of the three of them. Well, the three of them, you know, with Shane Helms.
You probably will, but think about that. That they could really help out their boy, you know, so.
That's true. That's true. But, anyway, so Edge says he's done in 2 years. This is news to me, Aaron. I did not see this anywhere.
Edge was saying that he feels that he's accomplished everything he needs to. And he's saying that he's probably going to be done in a couple of years. Now, that's news because he did say it. But at the end of the day, more than likely what's going to happen is he's just saying it maybe to get, you know, his name out there. Because Edge isn't making news anymore. Right? I mean, the last time he made news was when he screwed over Matt Hardy.
That is true.
You know, I mean, maybe he's just trying to make, you know, some more news.
True, true. So Sting may be leaving TNA soon. This is not a surprise to me. I think he's going to be done. He's going to call it a career.
And I think he will too, but I don't think he's going to call it a career. I think that he's going to be like kind of a Ric Flair type role.
Oh, well, I don't know, dude. I think he'll be one of those few people that just says, you know, I'm done. I've done everything I needed to. Why come back? You know, I'm happy. I got the cash. Why stay when I don't have to? So,
would you like to see him in WWE?
I'd like to see him in the Hall of Fame because they're not calling. I don't think they call the WWE Hall of Fame. They just call it the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wrestling Hall of Fame, which is great because he does belong there. You know, they should say like he's not in here for the WWE. He's in here because he was WCW, and if they put it that way, I think he'll do it.
He was, you know, in WCW and obviously TNA. So
and it would be kind of neat just to see him on WWE TV. You know, that's my thing. It'd just be kind of shocking.
It'd be weird. It'd be like the time that we saw Eric Bischoff appear on WWE TV.
Or when Shane McMahon came out on the Final Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
That's still weird to me. But anyway, so we watched it, and you know, this is wrestling news, but if you guys watched the Totally Rad show, the TRS guys actually trained to be Lucha Libre wrestlers for a day. And you need to check it out. You can find it at revision3.com and go to the Totally Rad Show. And it's the show that was on Wednesday, the 20th. Very entertaining. Very entertaining. Did you get a chance to check it out, Aaron?
Actually, I just watched it a little bit ago. And, you know, it was I think that my girlfriend enjoyed it because she kind of learned a little bit about the some of the wrestling stuff, you know. And you saw, you know, one of the guys, I mean, he got sick of it. Like, so sick from doing this stuff. I mean, he puked, you know? So, I mean, it shows how intense it can be.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of, and to me, it's almost like, you know, like Tough Enough, I think, made it seem like how easy it is. At least that's how I took it. But the nice part is about this, it actually showed, I mean, like you said, he was about to throw up and he's not a puker, as he kept saying, but it shows that it's very athletic and you have to be in shape, you know, to be in there. You can't just be like, you know, 300 pounds and not know how to wrestle. You have to know how to wrestle. And I think this showed it. Very, very good segment. Definitely is something to check out. Okay, so Raw. We have SmackDown invades Raw at the very opening. And I got to give Teddy Long some credit. He closed the laptop. Finally, someone did something that I thought they should have done a long time ago. What do you think, Aaron?
It was kind of funny. It was kind of weird, too, because, you know, SmackDown was supposed to be the heel coming in. And, you know, they kind of, you know, with what they did, they were kind of the face group. And yeah. I mean, SmackDown kind of destroyed Raw, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, on Raw, they destroyed them. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting, but
so
I don't know.
Is this the third pay-per-view in the last 5 weeks? Is that right?
It's third and seven.
Third and seven. Too many pay-per-views.
And they wonder why their buy rates are so low.
Mm-hmm. And dude, why is Goldust getting all this airtime?
They were saying actually he's got a book coming out. So,
but why against Ted? Why against the, you know, the $1 million son?
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, do you like this or not?
Well, I mean, I like Goldust. I always thought he was kind of a cool guy, and I thought he was very underrated. But like the, you know, him, but like the character, I could give two craps about. You know.
But yeah, I absolutely hate the character.
I mean, it's just weird seeing him like actually getting time. I mean, that's I think that's just the weirdest part to me. Mm-hmm. But Nexus is running wild on Orton, and this is getting I'm a little fed up with Nexus. They just need to end it. get over and done with. I'm sick and tired of dealing with it. It's making me not want to watch wrestling, in all seriousness.
Really?
It's boring. It's stupid. I've seen this crap before, and what they're doing with you know, I got to give Cena some credit. He's a team player, and he's going along with it. But this is ridiculous. It's hurting Cena.
I actually disagree with you. Okay. And here's why. WWE really wanted to make Cena heel as a way to freshen up his character. But let's face it, all the merchandise he sells, it is crazy. He sells so much merchandise, right? So you can't make him a real heel, but you can make him a fake heel. And so that's the way you do it. You make him a fake heel because he doesn't – like he wanted to help out Orton. But if he does, he gets fired, so he has to sit there. And so you empathize with him. You know, you see him out there who, and he's really upset about it, but he can't do anything about it. And so you made him like a fake heel, you know? So
right. I don't know. I just wish they'd end it, you know? But anyway, so SmackDown. We had a series of Raw versus SmackDown matches and not the 2011 video game that's coming out soon. So SmackDown won all of them. So what's this mean if you're a wrestling smart, Aaron?
Yeah, that's pretty easy. Turns out Raw's going to win at Bragging Rights.
Is this going to be the final match of the night, by the way?
I think so, yeah.
Really? You think this is going to be the final match?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about something. We reported something wrong.
Yeah, last week we said that Caval was going to be in the Bragging Rights you know, group of people. And that was actually wrong because what ended up happening was this Tyler Rex guy, or Reeks, I don't know how to say his name. Some
Rex,
nobody,
like Rex and Effects.
A nobody comes out and beats him, and so he gets the spot, which made no sense at all. This did nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're putting somebody in there who literally, I mean, at least with Caval, you have a little bit of an investment in him because you've seen him. This guy is brand new. You know nothing about him. You don't care about him. This is stupid. This is really, really stupid.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, Caval, I mean, I think he's the real deal, and I think he'd be great. But it's kind of weird when he's not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When he's not there, they give him, you know, they're giving him the spot, and now they're not. It's like, come on. It's just messed up. It's like giving someone the, you know, the women's title and have it taken away. It's messed up. Anyway, so moving on to NXT, no one exploitively delete cares.
So let's move on to the sponsor.
All right, GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you have the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. TNA. Bischoff claims there's a mole in EV2. Who's the mole, Aaron?
I don't know. But he's claiming that there's a mole, and it's, you know, kind of tearing EV2 apart from the inside. So it's going to be one of those things where it'll end up being nobody, or it's going to be Tommy Dreamer, which is going to be stupid.
Why'd you have to spoil it for everyone, Aaron?
If it is, I'm just saying it right now. If it is, I am going to say, like, that's going to be the worst. Like, that is going to ruin it. That's going to be the finger poke of doom for me.
The finger poke of doom? Seriously?
Yes. That's what it's going to be for me.
Oh, jeez. So Beer Money decides to they defeat RVD and Sabu, and then RVD attacks Sabu for thinking he's the mole.
No. You know, the thing is, though, like, Beer Money is – they're really just a really good tag team, and they're really on their way up. And it's kind of nice to see RVD and Sabu back and to job to them because, I mean, that's kind of a big deal, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so. Definitely. It's a huge deal.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. And then, I mean, the real, like, shining point of the night was that Kaz and Ken Anderson had an Ultimate X match. So, I mean, that's nice. I mean, you know, to see an Ultimate X match is just one of the best things that TNA did.
And
honestly,
a good Ultimate X match.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the best things that TNA has, like, you know, put on. The fact that they created this Ultimate X, you know, you're suspended above the ring, you know, and it makes it, like, just a better ladder match, you know? So that's what I really like about it.
Mm-hmm. So very good, very good. Anyways, let's move on to our weekly topic. The WWE is now pushing the PG product. And usually it's not something we would talk about, but just recently there was a suit filed. Is that right? A suit filed?
There was this a lot of attacks on Linda McMahon about her involvement in WWE. And it just – the thing is this push for this PG product. If you go to WWE.com, the movie will pop up and play with Vince McMahon talking about his wife in the Senate race. And the thing that's interesting about it is that it really solidifies the fact that they went for this PG push because of her in the Senate, not because of any other reason. It is literally only because of this. I mean, he said it. He outright said it. There's no other reason why they would have done it then. So that kind of upsets me a little bit because they're doing it for political reasons and that's it. And WWE obviously is a lot better as a, you know, TV-14 product. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Well, here's what they should have done, and they were doing the proper thing. And I don't know why they decided to do this. But the whole thing with Make-A-Wish Foundation, all they had to do is keep pushing that. Make that a big deal because, you know, like our father, I told him about it. He's like, they do that? I was like, yeah, Dad. I go, John Cena's basically the top earner right now for Make-A-Wish, which is, you know, it's kind of weird to say that he's one of the top earners. You would never guess that in a million years. But it's just amazing what you know, they actually do. A lot of these guys take their time, you know, their time off goes to kids.
Yeah, and the thing that's interesting about that, too, is that they said that WWE visits more people than the other major, you know, pro organizations. I think they said combined, if I'm correct.
Combined, yes.
So it's you know, amazing. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, you got to commend John Cena for is that he does all of that, you know. I mean, some of these kids' last wish is to meet John Cena, you know, which is kind of weird. But, you know, still, nonetheless, you push that and it's like, oh, wow, that's a kinder thing. And Right. The thing is, if they really want to, like, help Linda out, that's what I would be showing in every, like, I would be playing that in Connecticut, you know, on Fox, on NBC, on ABC, CBS. I would be playing this showing that WWE does this, even though I know they're trying to separate the two. But still, that's what I would be doing.
That's all they have to do is put out those commercials. And you know what? People are going to be like, wow, I did not realize that they send all those people to the hospital. And that's what the kids are requesting is John Cena or MVP or you know, the Bella Twins. You know, like they want these people to visit. And yeah, they may want A-Rod, but they know better than that because he's a Yankee. And of course, they're not going to visit them. But, yeah, I mean, I am, you know, it's kind of nice they're doing the PG push, but I'm also, I think it's time to, I think they should have done this, you know, after the fact or, you know, be way before it, not just now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to accomplish anything. You know, that's kind of the big thing. I don't know if this is really going to accomplish anything. I think it makes people who are fans of WWE aware of it. And so maybe if you were considering not voting for her, you'll vote for her now. But you really need to get, like, this type of message out to the voters, to, you know, real people who, you know, the only thing they're going to associate Linda McMahon with is that she is a part of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they know nothing else about it, you know. They're going to associate her with wrestling. So
right. And, you know, and I'm glad that she's running and, you know, she's probably going to end up winning, which will be great. But I just hope that the WWE, if they're going to stay PG, they need to stay PG from now on. Even though I prefer the 14 rating, even if it was the 14 rating from the 9, you know, the 10:30 to 11 o'clock slot, I'd prefer that. I would have everything else PG. But, you know, that's
honestly, you know what they could do? And I would be in favor of this.
What's that?
Raw's PG because Raw's your A show. Raw's the show that's shown and is watched the most. SmackDown is going to be 14. It's going to be TV 14. And the reason why that would be a lot better is then you would get probably you'd get a few more viewers because, I mean, yeah, sure, kids will still watch it, you know. But if you can actually say ass, if you can flip somebody off, you know, mm-hmm. It's going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. And it's going to be so cool and so hip. And then people may start watching that again, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you keep those two things separate, if you have SmackDown be a separate brand and you have Raw be a separate brand and you have one be PG, one be 14, I think it would work in my opinion.
Oh, definitely, dude. I it would definitely work. It's just that they're probably not going to do that, unfortunately.
No, they won't do that. they want.
Oh, well. Anyway, so Bragging Rights is this Sunday. Make sure you check it out. Are we going to be tweeting this out?
Of course we will.
All right, so we're going to tweet out all the matches, talk to you guys between the matches, of course. If you have any questions for us, off the mark 86, we will be tweeting Bragging Rights.
And I wanted to ask you, Andy, because we have some time left here. Are you excited at all for Bragging Rights? I mean, did watching Raw or SmackDown get you excited for it?
Oh, there's a pay-per-view this weekend? Oh, because I don't know.
Yes, that's what you've been talking about.
I really don't know what any of the matches besides the U.S. Champion versus IC Champion and the Bragging Rights match. Orton's probably defending the belt.
Against Wade Barrett, Kane versus Undertaker. You know, the thing is, there's, you know how many advertised matches they have? You're never going to believe it.
Four.
Five. They have five advertised matches.
So Christian Cage is going to come out. I'm sorry, Christian. And he's going to come out and what? Talk to someone and then they're going to...
No, he's injured. He's injured. No, it's the women's matches also there. So here's the thing. Here's the thing I don't like about this. When you have three pay-per-views in 7 weeks, which I said, 8 weeks ago, I said that this is a... You shouldn't be doing this because you are really setting yourself up for failure. And WWE is really, like, no joke, they are actually really upset that not enough people are buying their pay-per-views. Well, here's the thing. Why would I want to buy the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view? What are you showing me that's worthwhile?
Mm-hmm.
What are you showing me that's worthwhile with Bragging Rights? Now, Survivor Series, which was your cornerstone, if you have specialty matches, if you have a certain theme to it, if this actually means something, I'll buy the pay-per-view, But I'm sorry, I just don't think that it's worth it to spend $150 in less than 2 months on a pay-per-view, which totals less than 9 hours. It's not worth it to me.
No, I agree. I mean, it's ridiculous that we go, spending money on these pay-per-views and that, they turn out to be crap. And, with Twitter nowadays, everyone, a lot of the people we know hang out on Twitter and just listen to who won and lost those matches. And that's saying something. I mean, unlike WrestleMania, which is the one big pay-per-view that I have a bunch of people come over for, and sometimes Royal Rumble, realistically, I don't care about the other pay-per-views right now because there's so many of them. I mean, if they kept it like in the old days where they kept it where there was like 12 pay-per-views period, or even if they knocked it down to like 10 pay-per-views, in all seriousness, there should not be a pay-per-view between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. I still say that, but they do.
I agree with you, Andy. I agree with you that there should only be 10. I think that 12 even is too many because all you're doing then is you're only building for that pay-per-view. I think that Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, I've always thought that was perfect the way they did it. The winner gets a shot at the world title. So I think that if you have 2-3 months to build that up, that is the smartest thing you can do. It really is. But the problem is with the Elimination Chamber, for the past, 3 years now, a new person has won that title. And so you're only giving the fans a month to lead up to WrestleMania. And I know that WWE really tries to, put it to be like 5 or 6 weeks, but still you're not giving, there's not a huge emotional investment in it, And that's kind of the problem I have with it. And I really wish that they would, if they get rid of the February pay-per-view and they get rid of like August, or not August, cause that's SummerSlam. Get rid of September.
July or September, that pay-per-view is what they should get rid of. And
yeah.
I'm mostly more July because you should have Bash at the Beach in June that leads up to SummerSlam.
Yeah. No, and I've always thought, too, that they should bring back King of the Ring. And I think that they should bring that back and do a, have the winner of King of the Ring actually get like a title shot, Have it mean something. That's what I would do, But... I don't know. I mean, this is getting more into our topic about, pay-per-views that we've done before, but
exactly.
I think that, everybody I've ever read about, or spoken to, they're in agreement that 3 pay-per-views in 7 weeks is way too much.
So. Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you are into the Twitter, you can follow the show at Off the Mark 86. I am A Hughes 86. He is A B Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking time to download the show. And until next time, we're tagging out.